this must be on a different circuit or something for that to come up by itself. Is the amp on?
You get speakers out.
Okay, come here.
You want to have them look at that tomorrow?
I will. All right.
However, the point said it would come in handy during the board meeting.
You can.
Hey, Dan, you want to get a pad first?
Sure, pass it on here.
Pat,
yeah.
And you and Kathy?
Pass it on here. You know that.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Sorry.
We still have to do it.
I was distracted. I'm sorry, John.
It just wasn't your
hat. Oh, perfect. Oh. Okay, perfect. Thanks. Wait, this is...
get what I have to have first, though. My computer is weird. Okay. Okay, who are we going first?
I think Pat. She's not here.
She's just got minutes.
You want to be chair or you want me chair?
It doesn't matter. He's got to call the meeting order first.
You guys ready?
Since there's a love fest down here between development services.
I know. Dave.
Hey.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, Trustee
sorry.
Fenton.
Here.
Trustee Guerra. Trustee Calandrello.
Here.
Mr. Clerk.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to have Trustee Calandrello be chairman of Parks and Recs for this evening.
Second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Sure.
I'll be happy to take that chairmanship. Thank you so much.
Give me your
approval of minutes.
Looking for a motion.
1 second. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee of October 16, 2017.
Second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Do you want to do it?
Nope.
Public safety, approval of minutes.
Looking for a motion.
This just went to a sad face.
Looking for a motion in minutes.
Sure, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenn.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled, are we doing minutes first?
That's what I said, but if you want to do that first,
no, that's okay, sorry.
I can be flexible.
Motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Public Safety Committee on October 16, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 2, Section 210 of the Orland Park Village Code regarding parking and repairing of motor vehicles.
Tim? Chief?
Mr. Chairman, this is a request to prohibit the repair of vehicles other than by homeowners for 3 days in their driveway at repair locations unless it's surrounded on three sides by fence. Most of our repair locations, such as the car dealerships, Nagel and others, they repair them inside. There are several that bring the cars outside, lift engines out of them in the public view, leave parts out, and so forth. So this would prohibit outside of the repair building itself, to make it consistent with all of our car dealers and car locations.
Thanks, Chief. Any questions from the board?
Nope.
From the audience? Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenn?
Move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled an ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 2, Section 1-10 of the Orland Park Village Code regarding parking and repairing of motor vehicles.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Chief. Thank you. It's easy with you guys.
Are we
done? It's easy with such a good staff, so I appreciate my time, and I'm still up here.
Are we done with our hug fest?
Yes, we are.
Development Services, approval of minutes.
We gotta get the goodwill just in case.
Is there a motion?
Trustee Fenton. Madam Chair.
Trustee Trustee Calandrello?
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Development Services Planning and Engineering Committee of October the 16th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Professional Engineering Services was with Christopher Burke.
Madam Chair, your last meeting as our Madam Chair. You're still going to be on my committee, though.
That's true.
You will be missed, though. I'm going to hand the committee items off to my staff here tonight. They prepared the agendas both for committee and board tonight while I was gone last week, and they are much more well-versed than I to do these items. So I'm going to hand it off to Khrushchev to start with, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. So, Madam Chair, we are requesting to renew our contract with Christopher Berkey for our engineering services. These services are based on the 2010 rates that they have offered in the previous years, and is based on $8,500 per month for the entire year of 2018. $8,500 per month.
Right.
Right.
I got that. Is there any comments or questions from any in the audience? Anyone on the committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to recommend the Village Board approve of the Professional Engineering Services contract with Christopher B. Burke Engineering Limited in the amount of $102,000 as outlined in the proposal.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Application for funding of a multi-use path along 167th and Wolf Road.
So recently the village staff conducted a study to build a multi-use path along 167th Street from just west of Wolf Road and 104th Street. And after studying this, after conducting the study, we have come to the determination that we do qualify and be feasible for a grant from Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program, which is also called ITEP. And V3 Companies is assisting us with the village through the application process, and we're requesting your approval to proceed with that application.
Sounds like a good plan. Always interested in having walking paths, multi-use paths, let me rephrase that. And this is an area that we have a lot of spots that are just open.
I see Trustee Calandrello trying to figure out where this is exactly. So this is from Wolf Road, basically mm-hmm. to Mallard Landings.
Okay.
There is no sidewalk or bike connections. There's also a railroad crossing on 167th Street that has no safe pedestrian crossings. So if we get this grant, we will be able to get 80% of that funded through the state of Illinois to complete that path.
I knew where it was at. Just give me some time.
Is there any comments from anyone in the audience on the committee? Is there a motion?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass a resolution to apply for funding for a multi-use path along 167th Street, Wolf Road 104th, through the Illinois Department Enhancement Program. Excuse me, Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Twin Towers Chapel Roof, Parents Improvement Grant.
So we're requesting for an approval of $7,087.50 for rebuilding the roof of 9967 West 144th Street. This is a 50-50 collaboration with the homeowner. We have collected three bids for this project, and the lowest bid and the acceptable or qualified bid is at $14,175. And we're requesting the village to provide 50% of that funding.
This is really good that we're continuing our appearance and, you know, grants and the improvement of all of our structures, and especially when it's in the historic district, we have to continue to preserve our past in order to have a future. Is there anyone with any comments from the audience, from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Motion, Trustee Calandrello.
I move to recommend to the Village Board approve the Appearance Improvement Grant application for $7,087.50 for re-roofing of the Twin Tower Sanctuary Spires located at 9967 West 144th Street, as indicated in the fully referenced below.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Fees for permits and inspections.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Purpose of this is for the increase of permit inspections of Title V, Chapter 2. Purpose of this amendment is to increase the permit plan reviews, inspection fees for commercial, industrial, and residential projects. Based on research on the cost of construction of both commercial and residential buildings for the past 12 years, from 2005 to present 2017, cost per square foot for commercial construction has risen 34%, and residential construction has risen 45% over these 12 years. The rate of increase has been approximately 2.83% for a commercial and 3.75% for residential construction. This information has been compiled by the IRS mean square foot cost data from the years 2005 and 2017, which is issued annually. The procedure for plan reviews and permit inspections of both commercial and residential properties have become more complex, frequent, and detailed, and are needed for more specific type of inspections in regards to accessibility, energy, and fire ratings. These additional inspections have required more time and resources for the village to perform for both new construction, tenant alterations for new and existing field conditions and revisions. Additional specific inspections are required for fire rings, penetrations, and more specifically to assist single family homeowners for decks, gazebos, and sheds. Miscellaneous permits for decks, pools, sheds, gazebos are common and become more frequent permits and minerals for single family homeowners. The number of inspections required for compliant construction for these types of purposes is essential for the safety and the occupants of the residents as a whole. Last major update to Title V, Chapter 2 was in January 2011, which is basically to increase fire sprinkler, alarm, suppression, reviews, and inspections. Most fees have not been increased or amended prior to 2006, and some have not been amended since 2004. Proposed amendments to Title V Chapter 2 fees reflect a 22 to 25% increase in fees, averaging 2 to 2.1% per year. A little tidbit of information in regards to what we have done over the past couple of years. To present, we have issued 3,731 permits. 2016, we issued 3,630 permits for the whole year, 3,523 permits in 2015. We have performed 15,189 inspections in 2016, 690 required mandatory health audits for restaurants. At present, so far, we have done 14,408 inspections and 1,859 code and forward inspections to date. We have spent incredible time explaining to the citizens their corrections and educating them and basically telling them that we are here to protect you, not the contractor, and try to make sure that they know that we are doing our job. What that comes along is us being more frequently at their sites. Construction now, because of this increased cost, has been to the point that they are phasing construction, that we are doing more frequent rough inspections over a single floor. This increased amount of time that we spend out there and explaining to the contractors what we're doing is very important for us to have the time and resources to maintain that type of service.
I have a question. Is there any way that we could, I know a lot of people, I don't know if they don't know what needs a permit or if they just choose not to get a permit, but is there any way that we could better educate our residents? So for example, the item that's on the agenda tonight from on the board doesn't continue to occur with all these non-compliant structures or, you know, people putting in side driveways when they're not allowed and things like that. Do you have any, does your staff, I know when you sit around and chit-chat, do you ever come up with any ideas of how to better improve that?
Yes, we do. We have, once a month, we get together as a staff meeting in my office and we sit down and try and figure out a way to educate them. Basically what happens is when we go out there, we try to tell them if you do any further permits, this is what's required. More importantly, I think that our website, if we had a basically a fees table or a fixed fees table, it basically explains to them, which I have proposed in my fees, about what type of inspections are required, what type of permits are required, and hopefully that will assist them. It's hard for us to go around and actually explain to what type of permits, and usually we just try and tell them, listen, this is,
not out of the ordinary, but please comply, and we try to just educate them why it's required, when it's required. The contractors, if we see them repeatedly, we do explain to them the procedures. And I have staff meetings with the contractors as a pre-construction meeting, explain to them all the permits are required, all the miscellaneous permits are required, and all the inspections are required, in hopes that if they ever come and work in the Village of Orland Park again, they are educated on that.
Can I add a few things?
Sure, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think a couple other things that will help assist with the education and ease of information sharing with our residents and our businesses will be as we, you know, next year we're getting a new website that's going to be redone, as well as we're getting Tyler Technologies, which is a new software, which we're going to have more interactive via electronic with contractors, with our residents, our homeowners, and our businesses as well. I think all those things will help as well to continue to push information out in the most accessible way possible, which we don't have available to the village today. So I do think those things will help as well.
So my question was going to be to Frank, who's sitting back there with his little computer. So as Carrie just mentioned with Tyler, you know, whatever it's called, coming, the Tyler system coming on, technology, sorry. Is it going to be easier for a resident to just go to the Orland Park website, because right now it is terrible to maneuver, and just put in, do I need a permit or something like, I know that's a bizarre, that's a Google question, but making it that simple for a resident, because I was, as Mike will attest to, I was looking for whether or not garbage cans could be, I needed to have the ordinance to prove to a resident about the garbage cans, a residential garbage can sitting in front of a home, you know, by the garage. And going to the website, we couldn't even find it. And I'm sure I know it's in there, and I know there's a code, and he did print it out for me, but it's very difficult for a typical resident to find anything. So, you know, especially if you just move in, you know, if you're his age, you know, you might be able to find it a little bit quicker, but so is all this new technology going to improve our website so people can just, like a Google, and get an answer?
So, Madam Chair, that's twofold. So we are improving the website usability next year, which is in the works right now. So that's part of the budget approval process. So we will be redoing the website from scratch. So it should be more interactive to allow for better search capabilities. Number two, with Tyler Technologies, we will build in frequently asked questions. So we'll build in a knowledge base. And a resident will be able to enter what they're trying to do. I want to build a shed. And it'll take them through the process step by step, from logging in and getting an account to actually applying for it online, getting it approved, and paying for it online. So, or they can come into the village hall if they like, but it'll definitely expedite the simplicity of getting a permit put through the system quickly, and also allow the resident to do it from the comfort of their own home. So it's a twofold question.
Will it allow them to find out if they even need a permit? I want to put up a basketball hoop. I know you need a permit to do that, but
as long as we build it into the frequent FAQs, the knowledge base, it'll be there.
Okay.
So we have to take the effort to put it in there. So
we need a permit for basketball hoop.
Yeah, so you don't put it in the wrong place.
For the record, I don't have a basketball hoop. Just so you know.
We'll be inspecting your house tomorrow, yes. Mr. Calandrello.
I'm up to code. At least a year and a half ago, I was up to code when I bought it.
So I guess to summarize some of the points that Mike made, is it has been really since 2004, since mm-hmm. we took a look at our building permit fees, whether those are over-the-counter permits, which are sheds and fences, to the more in-depth commercial reviews that we do that we spend a lot of time and a lot of inspections on. So given we know, you know, we're through the budget process pretty much for 2018, but we knew this is something that needed to be done. Mike took a lot of time and effort to go through comprehensively every single code section, every single type of inspection we offer, and also condense it into a fee chart that we didn't have before, where it is easier to find now what those fees are going to cost. But we are talking about, you know, when you break it down by the year, it's not significant, but when you look at the totality of it,
right.
It is a significant increase. And so Mike did include in your packet, you know, a couple of some recent commercial projects that were done this year and what the fees they paid were and what they would be once this change went into effect as well. And just to let you know, to be completely transparent, we are going to share this with David Sawson as well, who represents the Home Builders Association is too, as a courtesy, because we don't ever want someone to think that we slid something in and didn't make it public. But we do recommend that it is time to do this. We have not done it for 13 years.
Right. Seems to be the magic number tonight. Yeah. Is there anyone in the audience has any comments? Would you just come up by a microphone and state your name for the clerk, please?
I just have a question.
Sure. You still have to ask. We still need your name.
Get it. Can you just speak into the microphone?
Okay. Well, I think you can hear me.
That'll be
I'm curious about the enforcement of what you're just talking about. How are you going to enforce people to get these building permits? We know where to get them. And believe me, I think you're right about the basketball thing and a few other things that you might get them. But when you call up to see why they're not having a building permit or something like that, where's the enforcement at in this? You can make all the rules you want.
Exactly.
If they don't enforce them, people are going to build six sheds. If they put a fence around their completely yard and you can't see them, they're going to do what they want. So, you know, spend a lot of money on nothing. What about enforcement?
And I can say, based upon the number of inspections that and permits that Mike just mentioned, the summary for the past 3 years, obviously we do enforce it. But we also have penalties for people who do work without a permit. We double their fees. We do stop work orders on a very regular routine basis. So we do take enforcement of our codes very seriously. And I will say, having been here for 12 years, that we have a lot of people who tattle on their neighbors. So most of the time we do find out when someone sees work being done or a question, they do pick up the phone on a very regular basis and tell us, hey, this is going on. And we immediately go out and confirm whether there's work being done or not. So we have penalties in our code, the doubling of the codes, but we do take it very serious as well.
Well, I think part, I'm sorry.
No, go please.
I think part of it too is, you know, when you said enforcing it, and as Carrie said, you know, the neighbors tattling, it's not really tattling. What it is maintaining the rules and regulations within the community that you live, and those rules and regulations are put there for a purpose, and the purpose is for the health and safety of the entire community and the beautification of the community. In other words, like you said, the fence going all the way up surrounding the house like a fortress, well, that's not allowed. Or, you know, six sheds being built instead of one that's supposed to be in the rear yard, or boats that are being parked because overnight somebody put in a concrete slab next to the house. We have to rely on our residents to let the village know. I mean, we only do have two property maintenance. Well, we have one full-time, two part-time, but we're going to have two full-time to cover this entire village, which, in my opinion, is not enough, but that's what our budget's allowing for next year. And so we do have to rely on the residents to help us out and let us know. So I hope the residents don't feel like they are being tattletales, but you're just looking out for your neighborhood and making sure that it is the beautiful neighborhood that we expect.
It's the upstairs door.
Trustee Calandrello.
You just stole my point about how we only have two, well, we'll have two enforcement, and we always try to get more, but budgets are budget, so we need noisy neighbors, not only for safety, but for code enforcement.
Right.
So, Madam Chair, what we do to help the citizens is we send them a friendly reminder, a notice. We give them an opportunity to correct the problem, explain to them what they can do. We try to assist them and what they can do, what's in with the parameters of the code in the Land Development Code, before we do any sort of fines or penalties. That's something that has worked quite well.
So you give them the opportunity to rectify the situation.
That is correct. Within the best we could.
And Madam Chair, I want to add that even though we are short staffed in that aspect, but almost every member of at least our department, when we drive around the area, we see something, we bring it back to them, to our staff, and then they can go follow up on that. So there is a few more eyes out there that we try as best as we can.
Thank you. That's great to know. Do you have any other comments?
I do not. I have a motion, however.
Go right ahead.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calendar.
I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of Title 5, Chapter 6 fee amendments as part of the Village Code.
Chapter 2,
I'm sorry.
That's
okay. Title 5, Chapter 2.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Electrical Code Amendments, Title 5, Chapter 3.
Madam Chair, this is an amendment to amend our electrical code, which is Title 5, Chapter 3, in regards to the National Electrical Code 2014 edition. These changes have been presented and approved by the Electrical Commission back in October. Minutes have been processed for such. This is in regards to wiring methods, procedures, equipment, fire alarms, and circuitry. Basically, what we are looking for is over time, as homes have become more large and more expansive, we have required certain procedures to allow additional receptacle outlets for convenience. And one of the issues that we're looking for is the having individual services to each individual detached and attached single-family residence. So we basically afford them their own system, own electrical service within their units. The local changes are present to the code, are limited in nature, and have been presented and approved by the Village of Orland Park Electrical Commission as established per Title II, Chapter 4 of the Village Code. They're intended to clarify existing rules and to remove outdated amended construction standards. The Buildings Division staff has highlighted the code changes to review and provide answers to any questions.
As long as no house catches on fire, I'm fine with it.
Madam Chair, I have a quick question.
Sure.
So it seems like reading the staff report that they did reach out to the electrical commission. Is that correct, Carrie? Okay. How frequently does that meet? I mean,
only as needed.
Okay.
That's not
a. We try to do a minimum of two times, but okay. Usually October is when we come in our code amendments. Mm-hmm. Next October, we'll probably be looking to adopt the 2017 NEC, but usually March and October for sure.
Now, as a staff member, do you think it's beneficial to have that committee interact with you, and do you think they gain something, or is it? Do you think we could do it in-house with our professional staff?
No, I think it's very important to have them. We have an electrical engineer. We have an electrician, electrical contractor, member of the Orland Fire Protection District, which deals specifically with the NFPA 70, which is the electrical code, and also our lead full-time electrical inspector with 40 years of service as an electrician and inspector is very important. I listen to them, I take their, you know, I listen to them go back and forth on certain issues, and they come to a conclusion, they present that conclusion to me. And it's good factual evidence of what is needed that's out there.
The other thing that the Electrical Commission does is, you know, we administer our own electrical testing within the Village of Orland Park. Many communities don't. So we administer the test. We write the test, we oversee the test, and if you pass the test, then you get to take your license that we have and you can use it in other communities. So it's a service we provide to our electrical contractors as well. That's something we're mandated to do, we don't have to do, but it's something that we've done routinely for many, many years. And so when it comes to the test and what questions would be a part of that, things like that, then they're engaged in that those conversations as well. In addition to that, if we ever have an issue that comes up that's related to electrical code and there's a disagreement with, let's say, a code interpretation, which we have had, mm-hmm. recently we've had that, then it affords the opportunity for that contractor to go before the electrical commission and present his case to see whether the electrical commission agrees or disagrees with staff's interpretation of the code. So there's a number of different ways that they're utilized. But they're not like a planning commission. They don't have set meeting dates where they have to meet, but they meet when they're needed, and they're a resource to staff.
Great, because the way I understand, going back to the today's subject matter, is that there's recommendations from all these different National Fire Protection Agency, and then we look at them and say, what does Orland Park want to use? So it's not like we just say, all right, and we just plug and chug. We analyze and figure it out, and that's where we use the commission.
Yeah, all of our codes have local modifications, just like any other community, which is a good thing. Just because it's a national code doesn't mean that it's the right code for a specific community, which is why, as a home rule community, we're allowed to adopt our own codes and enforce our own codes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. That does prove a good point, though, about commissions. Just because they don't meet every single month doesn't mean that they're not serving their purpose. And this is a specific commission that has expertise on that commission that is needed, but they're only needed twice a year when code changes and modifications are needed at that time. So that just goes to prove what we're talking about.
Yeah, the Electrical Commission, the test that we have instituted is used everywhere today because a lot of municipalities are eliminating their testing. So our test has doubled. We have almost doubled, in some cases tripled, the amount of applicants wanting to take our test because we do have a reciprocity in other jurisdictions. And that test is it's 100 questions, and it's approved by the Electrical Commission also. And it's written roughly every 2 to 3 years. We rewrite that test, and it's basically based on the latest edition of the NEC code and our amendments.
That's Thank good. You. I appreciate the conversation we've had.
Sorry. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Trustee Callender.
I move to recommend to the Village Board the approval of the local revisions of Title V, Chapter 3 at this time of the Village Code and to implement the latest revisions of to the 2014 National Electric Code approved by the American National Standard on August 21st, 2013 as written by the NFPA 70.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Bill Dorland, fiscal year 2018.
Madam Chair, this is for the continuation of the Build Orland program. This was started, if you remember, back during the recession in 2010. We've come a long way since then.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer provide a reduction in fees, but we do still allow to defer the payment of those fees until such time occupancy permits are issued, as opposed to when we typically would have done it, which would have been at the time you pulled the permit. So we're recommending to continue that.
I think this is a wonderful program, and it gives the builders an opportunity to where they don't have to take the money out of their pocket, but as soon as they get the money, they in turn reimburse the village. And I think it's a wonderful program. It's very proactive and a good business practice. Is there anyone in the audience has any comments about that item? Anyone on the committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve an extension of the Build a Orland program for the FY 2018 to allow the payment deferment of permit fees for new residential permits.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'd just like to publicly thank working with a fantastic staff of the Development Service Department. I'm still on your committee, though, so you're not totally rid of me. And we do have one more project your staff is working on for me while you were gone. So we're going to get that completed by the end of the month, hopefully, Mr. Lilo back there. And with those awards going out. Mike is doing it. So I just want to say thank you. You were great to work with. And I know, I'll still be here, but just wanted to thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, I know, my sweet little smiley face.
My door's always open for you, too.
Pardon me?
My door's always open for you.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to know. Some other ones might be closed. No. Joe runs the other way when I come.
Yeah.
With that, a motion to adjourn.
I would echo your comments too. Oh. I'm technically not. We got kicked off the side of the committee. So, but I appreciate it. I'm sure we're gonna see each other. It's not like we're falling off the face of the earth. But with
it's
that,
man,
it's always war. With that. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. We're having way too much fun at these meetings.
Does that make sense to the electrical
coach? Yeah, I don't. It's not the version. Okay. 2017.
Hey, Mike.
I was going to ask that same question.
Well, generally, we want to analyze it, and it takes a while. It's a pretty big document, so it's not unusual to adopt an older version. But it's not the newest version.